going to go into the stories with the Packers and Mike McCarthy being booted. Charles Davis is going to join us from Fox, and then we got the latest update from one of the best voices in baseball. We'll get the latest update on Bryce Harper with ESPN's Tim Kirchen.
The standard for entertainment in downtown Las Vegas has been raised with its acclaimed 52 Fridays concert series. The Golden Nugget presents a diverse lineup of weekly acts, from Grammy Award-winning pop artists to rock and roll royalty. It's the Golden Nugget, downtown on Fremont.
Every Friday during football season, join us from 6 until 7 p.m. for the William Hill Radio Show, hosted by Pauly Howard, live from Hooters Casino Hotel. He'll break down all the weekend action, including who bettors are backing the most. After the show, make Hooters Casino Hotel your home for game day, with great food and drink specials, plus continuous live in-play wagering. For all the details, visit williamhill.us. Saturdays and Sundays during football season, enjoy $5 buckets of Bud Light and Michelob Ultra from 10 p.m. till 9 a.m. in the underground lounge and porch.
Yeah, it's getting a little nippy out, but that's not going to stop me from throwing steaks and burgers on the grill. And when I want great meat, I turn to Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher since 1917. You order with complete confidence. And now for the holidays, they've got the family gift package. You go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code COFIELD, C-O-F-I-E-L-D in the search bar. You get 74% off the Omaha Steaks family gift package. It's normally $195, now it's $49.99. What a gift! What do you get? All beef meatballs, 4 Omaha steak burgers, 4 chicken fried steaks, 2 premium pork chops, 4 hand-cut top sirloin steaks, 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, and 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, and 4 more burgers on top of all of that. All beef is USDA inspected for quality and exceeds standards. Order with confidence. Omaha Steaks is America's original butcher. Again, get this limited-time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type COFIELD in the search bar, and add the family gift package to your cart. Don't wait. Order today.
Back again is the William Hill 2020 College Bowl Challenge, featuring a $20,000 guaranteed grand prize. Pick 20 College Bowl game winners against the spread, and the top score wins with a $100,000 perfect score bonus also up for grabs. It's just $20 to enter, and there's no entry limit. You can also play the contest on the William Hill mobile sports app, which allows you to wager on the go from anywhere in Nevada. For full contest rules, visit any William Hill sportsbook location or visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $500 million for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas. K265EZ. It's Cofield and Company with Steve Cofield.
Oh, good for you!
And Ryan McKinnell.
Oh, I don't think I'm a lot dumber than you thought that I think that I thought I was once.
On ESPN Las Vegas.
I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you. And I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
All right, rolling into the 4 o'clock hour. What a busy weekend. We got more on BGK and some of the controversy around the Golden Knights, winter meetings coming to Vegas, and, of course, another week in the National Football League. We'll be out previewing live from the Westgate in Superbook USA on Sunday morning starting at 8 o'clock, we being myself and Adam Hill. So let's get into the Green Bay story. Green Bay obviously has to get up off the deck after McCarthy is sent packing. Charles Davis is on the game, and he's nice enough to join us here on this Friday with Steve and Big Mac. What's up, Charles?
Hey, how you doing? We are awesome. We are awesome. So we want your inside NFL knowledge on what happened in Green Bay. So first of all, what do you hear about how this whole thing with McCarthy, how it came together, and you know how quick a hook was it on Sunday?
I don't know that it was very quick. This is something that typically is evaluated over time, and I think that when the loss occurred, obviously, to a team they shouldn't have, right? Arizona hasn't had the type of season that inspires you feeling good about losing to them. But it wasn't because of that one game. I mean, look at the last couple of years with Green Bay. Didn't make the playoffs last year. Struggling this year. It is one of those things where the drumbeat had started to sound, not just in Green Bay, but around the league, where you're thinking, hey, is Mike McCarthy really in trouble? Are there going to be changes? And when it became apparent they weren't going to go to the playoffs, I just think that Mark Murphy is the president and Brian Gutekunst is the GM, and they've been talking about this for a while. I think it was one of those things that if we're going to do this eventually, because it certainly felt that way, then we should probably do it immediately. And I know there was a firestorm of criticism from around not just the league, but, you know, people and especially former coaches. Hey, he should have the dignity to finish the season. He should do this. I get all of that, and I understand where they're coming from. The flip side, I do believe, though, is actually it was more dignified for him to leave and not be left twisting and hanging and have to answer these questions for the next 4 weeks when it felt like it was definitely going to happen. So I think that it wasn't a quick knee-jerk reaction by any stretch. I think it was evaluated over time. And once the playoffs appeared not to be a possibility, I think that's when the Packers decided to go ahead and do it. And there's much more no longer having to answer the question about whether the coach would be back, no longer for him having to answer those questions. I think that was more what was going on than actually, hey, we get a jump on our new coaching search. Because Green Bay is always going to be attractive, especially when you have number 12 playing quarterback.
Yeah, no, Charles, before we get to number 12, I'm with you. My whole takeaway when this whole thing happened and people were going after the Packers and saying it was undignified or whatever, I'm with you in the sense, and I'll take it a step further, if McCarthy wants to take another job, it gives him a head start. What if he wants one of these jobs that's open, and if you keep him till the end of the season, maybe that's not an option. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's part of it. And the other part of it, too, is just very simply, could you imagine after that ball game, which Mike McCarthy did, he did like he's always done, been professional after ball game. He went to the podium. He answered all the questions. But you know what was going to happen Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, right? And right on down the line. And with them not going to the playoffs this year, you know, I don't know what the numbers are. I think they're still so-called still in the playoff chase. Let's just be frank about it. They're not going to the playoffs, okay? So every week, is he not answering the same question? And then if they lose a ball game, it gets even worse, and right on down the line. And I just think that Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst had said, if we get to the stage where we're not going to make the playoffs, what are we doing continuing to move forward? Everyone gets a chance to hit reset. And here's the other thing. Everyone who's wearing a uniform and playing on Sundays, we just got rid of the head coach. Who's truly safe around here? You're going to have to show us what you've got down the stretch. And the new head coach is going to have to evaluate your play down the stretch as well.
You brought up number 12, so I'm going to – obviously there's a lot of conversation around Aaron Rodgers. What's your gauge on that? Is the reason that McCarthy is no longer around, is it an Aaron Rodgers issue?
I don't think that it's exclusively an Aaron Rodgers issue. I think that Aaron has answered that this week where he has said, you know, his piece on it, and yeah. I'm quite sure he doesn't believe that he's the reason that he's gone. I think for all of us on the outside looking in, there's been that conversation for a long time. How are they getting along? Do they still have that magic together? Is it a meeting of the minds? Is it a clash of wills? You know, that sort of thing. What was happening? Bottom line was, they weren't winning enough football games. So however that was adjudicated by Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst, they came to the conclusion that pairing, that head coach, was no longer there. I think Mark Murphy said it, and sometimes what they say is actually for real. Sometimes you just need a new voice. And I think the reception Mike McCarthy got this week, which is one of the most unusual things we've seen in the league, where he actually was able to come back and address the team. And how often do you hear about that in the NFL,
yeah,
guy?
Yeah.
Guy gets fired. Gets a standing ovation on the way out the door. I know the cynical people have said to me, well, of course they did. I said, you haven't been around NFL locker rooms. If they didn't like the coach, if it was a true feeling like this team didn't want to play for him anymore, there's no standing O on the way out the door. It's kind of like, are you done yet? And we'll see you. And I don't mean it in a bad way or them even doing that, but I know these are grown men. They don't get on their feet unless they truly feel it. And I thought that was a pretty impressive deal that, you know, they thanked him for his service and his time. And frankly, they all have to go home and look at their families, look in the mirror and say, okay, I helped contribute to the fact that this man is no longer head coach here. What's next for me? And that's where we are now with the Packers.
We're talking Green Bay and Atlanta. Charles Davis from Fox is on the game. I saw Murphy try to flex his muscle a little bit and say this week that, yeah, Rodgers would have some input, but he doesn't have final say. Do you believe that? I would actually think that Rodgers has to sign off on whoever the next coach is.
I don't know that he has to absolutely sign off, but I think that management would be crazy if they didn't at least take the temperature and check his pulse on it. Remember, he wasn't shy about speaking out when they changed his quarterback coach last year, Alex Van Pelt, for Frank Cignetti. You know, he wasn't real shy about popping that out there for the media, was he? So if you're just going to say, guess what, appreciate it, the whole deal, but we'll take this Aaron and not talk to him at all. Now, the good thing they have is that Aaron is on record as saying, I don't know that I'm a part of this. I don't know that I should be a part of this. So he said the right things publicly.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think anyone in their right mind would say, okay, we're going to hire this person. Don't bother calling Aaron, you know, or checking with him and saying, listen, this is what we're thinking. What feelings do you have about this person? What do you know? At least give him a chance to call his contacts and see if that's someone he can work with or if he absolutely knows this person. It's too short-sighted not to. We're in a whole different era. This isn't Vince Lombardi and Jim Ringo. When Ringo wants an agent, Vince Lombardi says, hold on a second. And calls someone else, comes back and goes, guess what? You talked to the wrong team. He now belongs to Philadelphia. It's not that time frame anymore. You can't do that.
Yeah, I'll believe that Rodgers has no input when I believe that LeBron has no say on who coaches him, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they're going to check with Aaron and say, what do you think? What is this? What is that? Now, whether they absolutely say, guess what? You said no, we're not going in that direction. That's a whole nother ballgame, because if these guys like someone and Aaron doesn't know them very well, you know what they do next? They try and get them together. You know, they try and say, okay, test this guy, check this guy out, go to dinner, do something, because we believe in such and such, such and such. And a lot of it's going to depend on how Aaron feels about Mark Murphy and Brian Gutekunst. Does he trust them enough that if they tell him, hey, we really think this guy fits, that he might go along with the program? If not, then you're cutting off your nose to spite your face, because you're talking probably 5 more years of potential greatness at your quarterback position, and you haven't maximized on it already, right? One Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers doesn't seem like enough to anyone, including Aaron Rodgers. Here's a chance now to, okay, who's the next one? Let's get this going down the stretch, because we have one more big run left in us.
So let's close on this, on Green Bay's effort, because this is a guessing game. When a coach goes bye-bye, you don't know if it rejuvenates the team or they're dead in the water. So what do you think? Are the Packers going to come out all fired up or, lay down?
I think they'll come out and play well, but it's a different deal because they didn't fire Mike McCarthy in hopes of making the playoffs. Does that make sense? Like,
yes.
We didn't fire him like, okay, he's taken as far as we can, but we still have hope. Can this new person inspire this team to get us there? You're talking about the old playing for pride thing, which drives players crazy, drives coaches crazy. Ah, forget playing for pride. We want to play for big stakes. But there aren't the stakes there. It doesn't appear to be. So for them, it's what is your pride as a player, knowing that every play that's on tape now, whether the new coach likes you or is there another place for you in the league because you put something good on tape. And, of course, it's your professional pride that you like to win football games. It's a whole lot better to go home doing that. I think they'll come out and play hard and play well. But I don't know that they're coming out and saying, we're playing for this reason or that reason. There seems to be a nice little swell of hey, we like Joe Philbin. You know, guys who've been around the team for a while have dealt with Joe before. Aaron appears to have a good relationship with him. Are they going out there with the idea if we play really well, Joe Philbin gets the job? I don't know if the team's discussing that or not. We'll find out come Sunday.
Hey, Charles, we appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. Be good.
There you go, Charles Davis from Fox, a regular Chrissy special. He's always very good. All right, on the way back, we're going to get into the winter meeting. Starts up on Sunday right here in Las Vegas, and what's going on with Bryce Harper. There seemed to be a lot of news today, especially from the Washington side around Bryce, so we're going to talk to Tim Kirkson.
Hit up Cofield & Company on Facebook, like ESPN Las Vegas.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
Yeah, it's getting a little nippy out, but that's not going to stop me from throwing steaks and burgers on the grill. And when I want great meat, I turn to Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher since 1917. You order with complete confidence. And now for the holidays, they've got the family gift package. You go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code COFIELD, COFIELD in the search bar. You get 74% off the Omaha Steaks family gift package. It's normally $195, now it's $49.99. What a gift! What do you get? All beef meatballs, 4 Omaha steak burgers, 4 chicken fried steaks, 2 premium pork chops, 4 hand-cut top sirloin steaks, 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin, and 4 made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets, and 4 more burgers on top of all of that. All beef is USDA inspected for quality and exceeds standards. Order with confidence. Omaha Steaks is America's original butcher. Again, get this limited-time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com, type Cofield in the search bar, and add the family gift package to your cart. Don't wait. Order today.
Back again is the William Hill 2020 College Bowl Challenge, featuring a $20,000 guaranteed grand prize. Pick 20 College Bowl game winners against the spread, and the top score wins with a $100,000 perfect score bonus also up for grabs. It's just $20 to enter, and there's no entry limit. You can also play the contest on the William Hill mobile sports app, which allows you to wager on the go from anywhere in Nevada. For full contest rules, visit any William Hill sportsbook location or visit WilliamHill.us. That's WilliamHill.us.
Nevada businesses have been through some tough times, and we've been right here with you through thick and thin, helping self-insured groups get the best workers' comp programs, affordable coverage that meets your needs, and a company that stands by you all the way. From helping establish safety programs to conducting inspections, we are here when you need us. Pro Group Management is the national award-winning team you can trust to stay with you. After all, we've been here with you for over 20 years, through good economic times and bad. Find out how to have Pro Group Management work for you. Visit our website at pgmnv.com to receive a free cost savings analysis now. That's pgmnv.com. Or call our Las Vegas office at 702-740-4380. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
The smell of a freshly unwrapped album. Drop it on the turntable. Put the needle on the record. And behold the sound of pure analog vinyl. Hear the magic for yourself at Premier Audio Video. While Bluetooth is fine for the gym, you deserve more at home. Premier Audio Video can show you just how easy it is to upgrade your listening experience with a stereo receiver and a pair of speakers. Stop by Premier Audio Video on South Fort Apache Road. Open weekdays from 8 to 5 p.m. Call for your private demo.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Universal Solar Direct. Pay less for your electric.
Nevada license 79863.
eBayHouse.com is here. America's biggest gift from Santa is coming Christmas.
The way you buy, sell, and rent real estate has changed forever.
eBayHouse.com is a real estate trading platform. Our users buy and sell their homes without a realtor. Log on to eBayHouse.com or
download our app and save.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
Want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need.
on this Friday. Big Mac back in Vegas, Cofield out here in Illinois, getting ready for the UNLV basketball game. Boy, I'm missing all the good stuff on Sunday. Winter meetings come to town. I'm sure some folks are coming in a little bit earlier in the world of baseball. Tim Kirchen, I'm sure, is going to be in town from ESPN. Tim, how you doing?
Well, fellas, I'm coming in tomorrow morning. I'm on a special Hall of Fame committee that meets Saturday and Sunday, and then the winter meetings kind of get full focus on Monday, and I'll see my son in Las Vegas, so I'm happy to be there on a variety of levels.
Very nice, very nice. Are you a pro-Vegas person, or you don't like Vegas so much?
Oh, I like Vegas, but I stink at it. I can't. I'm no good.
Like it's a thing. I'm terrible at it, but I love it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't and can't gamble. I wouldn't even know what to do there. In fact, when my son and I moved there in March, I moved him there. We went into a bar at 11 o'clock in the morning. That's how naive I am. And I said to the bar was empty at 11 in the morning. We went in to watch a college basketball game. And I said, are you open? And the guy said, well, we're always open. And then I learned that that's what Las Vegas truly is. It's open everything seemingly 24 hours a day.
Well, I will say we're good at Vegas because Ryan and I like to eat, so we crush buffets, and we're two guys who've actually gained weight in the desert. Go figure.
That was my first.
I'm looking forward to coming for a variety of reasons. It's great fun, the winter meeting, and yet I can't wait for it to be over on a certain level so we can relax a little bit instead of worrying every second where Manny Machado and Bryce Harper and others are going to go.
Tim, what'd you make of the news today? I saw that Mark Lerner went on The Fan in D.C. and said, hey, you know what, 10 years, 300, that's it. And frankly, if he comes back, we might not have room for him.
Well, they'll have room for him at 10 years, $300 million. If he goes way over that, which is certainly possible, then they are acknowledging we're not going to go there. And I totally understand that. I think he's going to get more than that. I don't think he's going to get $400 or $500 million, but he's going to get paid because the Phillies are in on this. The White Sox are in on this. I'm sure the Dodgers eventually will be in on this. He's 26 with a pretty good resume and an understanding of the history of the game and where he fits in. And I just can't imagine several teams couldn't really use somebody like him if, of course, they can afford it.
Who's got a more intense market with more teams? Is it Machado or Harper?
I think it's Harper now because Machado didn't exactly distinguish himself during the postseason with the way he didn't run on a couple plays and came across as someone, you know, who had a little bit of a question about him, the way he plays the game. He's still a great player. And he's really going to get paid. But the other thing is, he's essentially saying, I have to play shortstop, which is a great thing that you can get a shortstop who's going to hit 35 homers a year. That is a great thing, and he, repeat, is going to get paid. But when Harper isn't saying anything other than just sign me and I'll do what you need. Machado is essentially saying, sign me so I can play shortstop. And not every team is in the perfect position to do that.
All right, so Tim, just on the landscape, just right off the bat, I know you're not here in Vegas yet, but if you had to put your money on where Harper would land, what would you say right now at this moment?
Well, with the understanding that this story changes by the hour,
right.
I will say he's going to go to the Phillies. The Phillies have a lot of money. They are willing to spend it. They made that abundantly clear. They have a need because they folded terribly the last 2 months. And even though they need to upgrade their defense more than anything, they need another big bat in the middle of the order. And that's exactly where Bryce Harper fits. And the fact that they just traded for Gene Segura, shortstop from Seattle, they don't need Manny Machado as much as they did 3 days ago. So that puts them in a spot to say, all right, we're going to put all our eggs in Harper here, and that's what I would guess would happen today, with the understanding that the Dodgers, White Sox, and maybe another team gets deeply involved.
Yeah, I love that you bring up the Phillies, Tim, because there's no way you could have known, but for the last 6 months, we've been going back and forth on this Phillies thing. I said big bats, big hitters don't sign in Philly. There's no way that Bryce Harper's going to sign in Philly. So it sounds like you're kind of on the opposite fence of that. You're saying that a big bat not only can sign in Philly, but they will potentially sign in Philly.
Potentially, with, again, the understanding that I could be totally wrong about this, because this is how free agency works, and Albert Pujols signed with the Angels. Like half the baseball writers in America went, what? Where did that come from? This is the nature of it. I just know in that ballpark, he will hit a million home runs.
Yeah.
And there are other places, though, that I think he would be even more comfortable, such as Dodger Stadium, where he won't hit a million homers, but it'll be closer to home in Vegas. He'll be a star in a star's town. So that makes sense to me also. I don't see him going to the White Sox, but I see him being a part of that process just because they're looking for a superstar to build around, and he is a superstar to build around.
Tim Kirchen with us from ESPN Winter Meetings in town on Sunday. Bryce Harper, of course, Las Vegas, is out on the free agent market. Such an old guy, right? 26, going to cash in big time. What can the Dodgers do specifically to – you mentioned a lot of the good selling points about the Dodgers, the organization, the history, but what can they do to win this battle?
Well, they could sign Harper, put him in right field, maybe even center field. They could take two of their outfielders. They could take Alex Verdugo, young guy. They could take Jock Peterson. Might not be enough, but send those two and others to Cleveland and try to get Corey Kluber. That would make sense. That would put the Dodgers with a really good starting rotation if they were to get Kluber. I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying it's a possibility. Cleveland needs outfielders and needs to move a big contract for a pitcher. And so that makes sense to me. If they were to sign Harper, trade for Kluber, that would be a really good offseason for the Dodgers. But no guarantee on either one of those. But it certainly is something I think they would consider.
Is Madison Bumgarner available, and will the Giants ever trade him to the Dodgers?
I think he's available, and I don't think he's going to move. Now, again, these things change every single minute. But I think the Giants, if they have any intention of contending next year and in 2020, and they do, they're not going to start rebuilding. They can't in that town, having won three World Series in the last 8 years. They can't with the Warriors' popularity and with the Raiders and all that stuff and football everywhere. They have to remain viable, and therefore I think they have to keep Bumgarner, sign him long-term, and hope for the best. I'm not even saying that's the best thing for them to do. That's what I think they're going to do.
So you mentioned the word rebuilding. Were you, I'm not going to say surprised, by the Diamondbacks and Seattle saying, you know what, in spite of being pretty competitive, we're out? I guess, which team do you think was closer to competing and before they pulled the plug? Because I didn't think either was in terrible shape.
Well, neither did I, but this, fellas, you know this now, is the way teams are going. They look at their club and make an honest assessment, which is very admirable, by the way, and they say, can we make the playoffs with our team? If the answer is no, then it's time to redo your club and try to build a championship team like the Astros did and like the Cubs did and like other teams have done. That is the new template for big league teams today. I didn't think Seattle was that far away, and I didn't see a reason for them to make all of these moves. I didn't think Arizona was that far away either, but the big difference there is Goldschmidt is a free agent after 2019, and they might not have the money to afford him, so they figured let's get something for him before he leaves, even though there was no guarantee that he would leave. So both of those surprised me just a little bit.
You know, Tim, you bring up the Cubs a month ago, whatever it was. Theo Epstein had basically come out and said no one was untouchable. He was listening to anybody. I think people took that and ran with it a little bit. What's your gauge on the Cubs right now heading into these winter meetings and what their expectations are?
Well, I think the Cubs are really good still.
Okay.
And I don't think Theo Epstein meant everyone's available and we're going to start throwing Chris Bryant out there and see what we can get from him. because I don't think that's the case at all. But being a general manager, he's saying, well, if the Angels will give us Mike Trout and two other players for Chris Bryant, of course we're going to listen. But of course, that's not going to happen. Chris Bryant did not have a great year last year. He was hurt. I think he'll rebound. I think he'll be really good again in time. And I mean in time, meaning 2019. So I don't think he's going anywhere. I think the Cubs need to work on their bullpen. I think they need to work a few other things out. They didn't score many runs the second half of last year. They're going to have to figure that out. But I like where they are, and I think given their situation, they'll do whatever it takes to get better.
How about Chris Bryant recruiting, I don't know if he was, Bryce Harper last night at the Vegas Golden Knights game? Maybe they can cement that deal and get Bryce to Chicago.
Right, and we've heard that that's not going to happen, but I repeat, I don't believe a whole lot at this time of year, meaning just when you think you understand how the market works, you realize you don't understand how the market works. And that's the beauty of free agency. That's the beauty of baseball 2018. And with these new, brilliant, remorseless, bloodless general managers out there, those are all competent. They are going to do whatever it takes to improve their teams. And they will stay in that room. They will stay at the poker table. And they will hang on until the right hand comes along. And if they have to sit at the same table until spring training, they'll do it. J.D. Martinez signed on February 26th last year, and he might have been the most important player other than Mookie Betts in the World Series championship by the Red Sox, and yet they waited and waited like everyone else did. This is how it works today, and I think there'll be great fun and great action in Vegas, but if there isn't, it's because these brilliant young GMs are waiting for the right deal.
Thank you, Tim. Enjoy your stay in Vegas. We'll see you.
Okay, guys, see ya.
There you go, Tim Kirkshin, ESPN. Wouldn't that be amazing if we hype this whole thing up and then Machado and Harper don't sign anytime soon and both are still available in February? That would be completely nuts. All right, John Murray is waiting. He's right around the corner from the Westgate, and then we'll look into the NFL a little more with the player side with R.J. Bell up in about 20.
Stick around. Cofield and Company returns in minutes in the Finley Toyota Studios.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Fall is a great time to remodel your pool. If your pool plaster and tile is a little tired, call B&D Plastering today for your immediate bid from our experienced estimators. Call B&D Pool Plastering, 702-644-8980.
I told you the $12 haircuts ain't getting it done anymore. So my new stop is Swagger Men's Grooming. Hey, it's Steve Cofield. You see me doing the daily videos, making TV appearances, working the sidelines of the college games. I can't be looking like a total scrub with my do and this sweet mustache. They do haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing. Shampoo and a little massage is included. And if you mention Cofield and Company or Sports Radio, Swagger will give you that nose wax for free. It's at Coronado and Eastern. Swagger Men's Grooming. Walk in and swagger out.
Universal Solar Direct. Be less for your electric.
Nevada license 79863.
The smell of a freshly unwrapped album. Drop it on the turntable. Put the needle on the record. And behold the sound of pure analog vinyl. Hear the magic for yourself at Premier Audio Video. While Bluetooth is fine for the gym, you deserve more at home. Premier Audio Video can show you just how easy it is to upgrade your listening experience with a stereo receiver and a pair of speakers. Stop by Premier Audio Video on South Fort Apache Road. Open weekdays from 8 to 5 p.m. Call for your private demo.
eBayHouse.com is here. America's biggest gift from Santa is coming Christmas.
The way you buy, sell, and rent real estate has changed forever.
eBayHouse.com is a real estate trading platform. Our users buy and sell their homes without a realtor. Log on to eBayHouse.com or
download our app and save.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. The holidays are my favorite time of year. It's a great time to spend with family and friends, and it truly is the season of giving. In the next few weeks, a lot of get-togethers will include alcohol. Holiday cheer can take a quick turn for the worse, though, if you drink and drive. Don't do that. As an injury lawyer, I've seen the devastation firsthand, so let's promise each other that this year will be different. Unfortunately, accidents do happen, so if you have been hurt, call me at 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com. Happy holidays. Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
Nothing says the holidays like one John Murray from the Westgate. I don't even know if it's accurate or not. I feel like I'm just busting his chops for no reason. John Murray's with us with Big Mac and Cofield. John, how you doing, buddy?
I'm good, except Chrissy told me there's no Big Adam today.
There's no Big Adam. He's been suspended, pending investigation. We have a new Facebook social media deal working, so we sent him out of town. He's in L.A. He's been suspended.
It's very disappointing. You know, Adam's become kind of a staple here, Steve, where every time an NFL player makes a mistake, we like to label him the worst player in the NFL, which is a title that Adam was very quick to bestow on people, I've noticed.
Actually, who would have been the worst? We actually should have. That should be a sponsored thing every week. We got to start that next year. Who's the worst player in the NFL just based on something that happened 6 days ago or 5 days ago?
You know who I think let me tell you who I think is the worst player in the NFL, Dan Bailey. What happened to that guy? That guy was like automatic for years on the Cowboys, and they cut him, and everyone thought it was crazy when they did, but watching him try to kick now, I can see what they saw.
I'll go brutal. AJ Boye because he couldn't tackle last night. He got smashed in the face and thrown to the side.
That was pretty rough. But I know who it's not. It's not Josh Allen. I thought Allen played pretty well on Sunday against Miami. He had me nervous. You know, I got the Bills under wins. So as somebody with a Bills under wins bet, I'd like to see Josh Allen back on the sideline.
Listen to that silence. Sweet silence. No one to fire back at you, John. You sent out the bait, and we're not going to take it because Adam's not here.
I'm preaching the truth here, Steve. I think right now Allen's the second best quarterback out of that rookie class. Baker Mayfield is certainly the top dog.
Stop by on Sunday morning. We'll have that debate for 50 of the 53 minutes. College football. Who's going to win the Heisman tomorrow? And do you have heavy liability on anyone?
Yeah, we have very big liability on Tua, and I still expect him to win. I know the offshore market has shifted to Murray. You know, if they don't give it to Tua, if they do give it to Kyler Murray, they would basically be saying that statistics are the only thing we take into account on the Heisman Trophy. Because the only reason that Kyler Murray would get it is because he has better numbers than Tua, right? And Tua only has those worse numbers because his team was ahead by 50 points and they took him out of every game, and Oklahoma's defense was so bad they needed Kyler Murray to put up all those video game stats. That's not Tua's fault. I don't see how he's not the Heisman Trophy winner.
All right. Tell me, this is a pub stunt, obviously, right? What's the root of the fantasy companies turn sportsbooks paying out Alabama to win the title already?
Well, it's something that they're borrowing from the European books where they do it for the publicity. And I think it is good publicity. And, look, Alabama is probably going to win the championship anyway. And don't forget about this factor, too. This means all those people with those Alabama bets, they get their money about 5 weeks earlier than they would have. Mm-hmm. A lot of them will have probably lost that money back by the time we get to January 7th anyways.
Are you allowed to do that at the Superbook? Could you do that? Could you make that decision to just pay out?
I think we'd have to clear that with the big bosses around here, man. I'm sure that something like that has to go through, I would imagine, go through the finance department. And
right.
What I will say, though, is...
Well, I wasn't saying it was your decision. I was asking per gaming, are you allowed
per
to do
gaming.
That?
I'm not sure. I mean, I don't see why not. But, you know, I do think that if... Because there are books in Europe, like Paddy Power does that all the time. If they're doing that, they have done the numbers, and they have determined that it's worth their while. All these companies have so many bean counters, they would never sign off on something like that unless they had hard data that showed it was the right thing to do.
All right, let's talk some NFL games. I know you love the NFL. We
love it.
We talk all the time about how much you love the NFL.
Oh, yeah, it's great, man. It's great.
Where is the money coming in on Kansas City -6.5 against Baltimore?
I'll talk NFL. Big Mac has to promise to have me on to talk about the UFC sometime, a real sport. We've taken a lot of money on the Chiefs. We had a guy bet $20,000 on Kansas City minus 6.5. Very interesting game, really, because I feel like Kansas City is a team that when they play lesser opposition, like last week against the Raiders, they seem like they're holding something back. And they're not going to be able to hold anything back here against a very good Baltimore defense. The Chiefs have a big game looming against the Chargers on Thursday night. So there's really a lot of storylines in this game.
Will you double up on several games in the theater on the 11 giant HD screens and just say the Jets and Buffalo is not allowed on?
Oh, no, we would never do that. I mean, not with.
I forgot you love Josh Allen. And Adam Hill might be. Adam Hill might want to sit in the theater and watch his old favorite team.
His old favorite team.
Sure.
Yeah, no, we show all the games. That is that's certainly a dud. But when you get to this time of year, when you've got no teams on bye weeks, there's always going to be some pretty bad games. That Detroit Arizona game looks pretty bad to me, man.
Rams and the Bears. How much of a difference does Trubisky make as Chicago's getting 3 at home?
You know, Trubisky's probably worth about a half a point to a point right now. He opens up a lot for them offensively with his legs, which, again, is something that Josh Allen does. And I don't think you can completely discount that when evaluating these quarterbacks. Trubisky has shown wheels all season. It's a tough spot for the Rams. It's going to be so cold in Chicago. They don't have their best possession receiver, Cooper Kupp. I think they're going to miss him on some of these third downs against that Bears defense.
Is anyone playing Miami plus the 7.5 against the Patriots?
Yeah, we did. We took a pretty big bet on Miami, actually. A guy took plus 8.5 on the Dolphins for a five-figure bet. And we'll end up needing his side by the time that game starts. You guys know there's going to be a flood of money on the Patriots. There's going to be Patriots money line, Patriots and teasers. We're going to need the Dolphins. But, you know, the Dolphins have actually done pretty well against New England at home over the years. I know they beat them on Monday Night Football last December as I think a double-digit underdog.
My God, if you checked out a look-ahead line, and I don't know what it was a couple of weeks ago, could anyone ever pitch you on the Giants on the road at the Redskins laying 3.5 now? I mean, what are we making the argument here that freaking Colt McCoy may have been worth, you know, 6 or 7 points over Mark Sanchez?
Yeah, any quarterback's value to the point spread is determined on the guy that's replacing him. And Colt McCoy is not a particularly valuable quarterback, but when the next option is Mark Sanchez, his value becomes pretty big. I mean, we saw Mark Sanchez really has no business starting at quarterback in the NFL in a game that, you know, technically for the Redskins still has playoff implications. The Redskins are at 6-6. They could still make the playoffs. I think the Giants are messing up, though, Steve. They're winning all these meaningless games now. They're costing themselves a draft choice. If they win on Sunday and they're favored to do so, they'll be 5-8.
Last one, how are people reacting to the Raiders being competitive with the Chiefs now that they've got a chance at home to bet the Raiders plus 10 against the Steelers?
I think you'll see more money on the Raiders this week than you would have had they got blown out by Kansas City, and we've already seen some people taking the Raiders on the money line. Definite look-ahead spot for Pittsburgh. They've got the big game against New England next Sunday, but they need this win now all of a sudden after they blew that game against the Chargers last Sunday night.
John, you're the best. We appreciate your flexibility. We'll see you on Sunday morning.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
See you, John.
There you go, John Murray, Westgate at Vegas Murray. All right, the player side. This guy's been killing it in the Super Contest Gold, $5,000 to get in, and R.J. Bell and his team have been picking above 63% the entire season. We'll get his leans and likes in less than 5.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. The holidays are my favorite time of year. It's a great time to spend with family and friends, and it truly is the season of giving. In the next few weeks, a lot of get-togethers will include alcohol. Holiday cheer can take a quick turn for the worse, though, if you drink and drive. Don't do that. As an injury lawyer, I've seen the devastation firsthand, so let's promise each other that this year will be different. Unfortunately, accidents do happen, so if you have been hurt, call me at 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com. Happy holidays. Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Week 14's William Hill Nevada Pro Football Progressive Contest card has reached a jackpot of $114,870. That's right, $114,870. The William Hill Nevada Pro Progressive Contest card requires players to successfully pick 15 pro football propositions correctly as a perfect 15 for 15 wins the pool. It's just $5 per entry to play and is available at William Hill's Nevada Sportsbooks and on the William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports app. For more details, visit williamhill.us/parlaycardmenu.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand,
a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 855-875-CASH, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. That's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today. First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Again, that's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today.
I keep hearing these ads asking to buy a mattress online. Online Spawnline. Online is okay for shoes and belts, but something as important as a mattress? Why? Especially when it's so easy to get a better mattress quicker, for less money, and after actually trying it out first. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, where you can try it, buy it, and get it the same day. And if you don't like it, we'll pick it back up. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
Banking means growing, moving into your first home or into your dream home. Banking means improving, starting your business, or building your empire. Banking means living, planning your retirement, or securing the future. And with Nevada State Bank, banking means helping. Our knowledgeable local team is here to serve you no matter what you want from life. Nevada State Bank. Bring your banking home at nsbank.com. A division of ZBNA, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS 467014.
Mayweather Promotions presents Sin City Showdown this Friday at Sam's Town Live as Ladarius Miller and Ricardo Garcia face off in the main event and Xavier Martinez versus Arturo Santos Reyes in the co-main. Also featuring a stacked undercard. Get your tickets at samstownlv.com or receive a complimentary ticket when you bring a minimum of three of these items: socks, beanies, scarves, or gloves. It's Sin City Showdown this Friday at Sam's Town Live. Visit mayweatherpromotions.com/events for details.
I told you the $12 haircuts ain't getting it done anymore. So my new stop is Swagger Men's Grooming. Hey, it's Steve Cofield. You see me doing the daily videos, making TV appearances, working the sidelines of the college games. I can't be looking like a total scrub with my do and this sweet mustache. They do haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing. Shampoo and a little massage is included. And if you mention Cofield and Company or Sports Radio, Swagger will give you that nose wax for free. It's at Coronado and Eastern. Swagger Men's Grooming. Walk in and swagger out.
Hey guys, have you been hearing about low T and testosterone therapy? Testosterone is the cornerstone of a man's health. After age 30, we may lose about 2% of our testosterone each year. This causes us to lose energy, get fatter, lose sex drive, and disrupts our sleep. We think we are just getting old when that feeling is really caused by low T. Universal Men's Clinic has local medical providers specializing in restoring your testosterone. We have had success with many patients.
Our medical staff will monitor every step of your progress, evaluating your blood levels and symptoms. Within a few weeks, many patients have reported more natural energy and a better sex drive. Within a few months, many active patients report stronger bodies and the physical performance of their younger days.
Call Universal Men's Clinic at 702-430-6994. That's 702-430-6994. Or visit universalmensclinic.com.
If you need service for your vehicle, there are only two places that make it extremely convenient for you. Visit Busy Boots Automotive at Durango and Flamingo or Zip Zap Auto at Durango and Cheyenne. They provide free diagnosis and free towing with repairs, plus free shuttle service, Wi-Fi, gourmet coffee, and much more. No appointment needed. Open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. On your first visit, get 10% off up to $50. At your convenience, visit Busy Boots Automotive on Durango and Flamingo or Zip Zap Auto on Durango and Cheyenne.
Universal Solar Direct. Pay less for your electric.
Nevada license 79863.
eBayHouse.com is here. America's biggest gift from Santa is coming Christmas.
The way you buy, sell, and rent real estate has changed forever.
eBayHouse.com is a real estate trading platform. Our users buy and sell their homes without a realtor. Log on to eBayHouse.com or
download our app and save.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career? year and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule. One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text CYCLE to 79645. That's CYCLE to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text CYCLE to 79645. That's CYCLE to 79645.
I keep hearing these ads asking to buy a mattress online. Online Spawnline. Online is okay for shoes and belts, but something as important as a mattress? Why? Especially when it's so easy to get a better mattress quicker, for less money, and after actually trying it out first. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, where you can try it, buy it, and get it the same day. And if you don't like it, we'll pick it back up. Best Mattress, home of the 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
Banking means growing, moving into your first home or into your dream home. Banking means improving, starting your business, or building your empire. Banking means living, planning your retirement, or securing the future. And with Nevada State Bank, banking means helping. Our knowledgeable local team is here to serve you no matter what you want from life. Nevada State Bank, bring your banking home at nsbank.com. A division of ZBNA, member FDIC, equal housing lender, NMLS 467014.
All right, back here. I was a little thrown off there. It's like, damn, we got some dead air. I forgot about the cue. RJ Bell, he's a professional. He would know to go. RJ joins us here on this Friday. What's up, RJ?
Oh, that's why I have guys like you doing that stuff, Steve, so I can sit back and just wait to deliver the great info.
Yeah, I fell apart. I'm on the road in Illinois. I'm in a hotel room, so I lost my focus. So you have not lost your focus the entire season. That's a cheesy segue, but why not, right? Super Contest Gold. Seventh place, still at about 64% on the season. So good job so far on that. And you have what's your worst week so far? You haven't had a 1-4, 0-5, right?
No, we've had one losing week in 13 weeks.
Nice.
Yeah,
all right,
so
let's keep it rolling. Let's see if you like any of these games. First of all, Kansas City is laying 6.5 against Baltimore, but we may have to worry here about this being not necessarily a look-ahead spot, but they have another big game on Thursday.
Yeah, you know, quick thing about the Super Contest, it was 3-2 last week, but we started 3-0, and we had the Steelers. So imagine sitting there at halftime of the Steelers 3-0, and then we had the Skins. So our quarterback gets hurt, and the Steelers, I mean, hey, listen, it happens in both directions, but that was a tough one. So we're talking Chiefs, or are we talking Chargers first?
Let's talk Chiefs first in this game against the Ravens.
Okay. I like the Ravens here, and I don't think it's so much a look ahead. Now, I actually think if you look at the Chargers, there's a real look ahead, because teams that are favored by 13 or more that are underdogs next week have a horrible record, which makes sense, right? That's a classic look ahead. But I think that Kansas City understands if they lose to the Ravens and beat the Chargers, that's not necessarily good. Obviously, they'd get a little more of a tiebreaker in division, but they want to win both these games. I actually think this is a correlated parlay. What does that mean? It means that if one event happens, the second event happens. I like the Ravens. The worst rush defense in the NFL, Kansas City, based upon DVOA. Obviously, Ravens want to run with Lamar Jackson. But if, just close your eyes and imagine the Ravens cover, doesn't that increase the chance this game goes under? Not that it's a sure thing, but it's at least 55% under, I think, if the Ravens cover. Thus, I like Ravens and under in the same game.
And we should note that the Chargers laying 14 against the Bengals are sitting out Melvin Gordon again, probably in anticipation that, or at least a hope that he can come back on Thursday.
Yeah, and remember, like we said, and this is as shocking as anything I'd seen. is if you actually look at Thursday road underdogs. So we've been talking about Thursday road teams in general, and they're not great. But the difference between a road team that's favored and not is gigantic. And if you look at Thursday road underdogs this year, or I'm sorry, actually let's go last 3 years. So 2016, 17, and 18. 3-25 straight up, road dogs on Thursday. 5-23 against the spread.
Oh my God.
So obviously we'll be talking about that coming into next Thursday, but boy, the Chargers are certainly going to be dogs. So tough situation historically for these road dogs on Thursday.
RJ Bell's with us from pregame.com, and of course 5 days a week nationally on Fox Sports Radio on Straight Out of Vegas. Are you you got to look at the Falcons, right, against the Packers with all the tumult and drama, McCarthy out, then they have to fire an assistant. I mean, do you like the Packers laying this many points at home against the Falcons? Are they going to be inspired?
You know, I do. And really? I'm not sure about the team. I think the team is scared, and Aaron Rodgers is inspired. Why? Because, I mean, listen, what are you going to be saying? The hot take, hot shot, what are you going to be saying on Monday if Green Bay loses this game?
You bum, you got the coach fired and you didn't even show up and you can't win the next game?
It mustn't have been McCarthy. Wasn't his fault. Okay, and now imagine Green Bay finishes 3-1, 3 wins, 1 loss, end of season. Doesn't make the playoffs, but what's the offseason narrative?
You name it.
Well, I mean, I think it's, hey, once they got rid of McCarthy, you saw some life in that team.
Yes.
So I think you've got Aaron Rodgers hyper-motivated. And listen, I enjoy disagreeing with Colin. In fact, one of the things I found out on the Fox show, I listen to Colin, find one thing the first hour I disagree with, and build a whole 8-minute segment around it. And it's fun because, one, I get to cherry pick. And two, people, you know, Colin, a lot of people love him. A lot of people love to hate him. Well, I think in this case, he was spot on. When you look at Aaron Rodgers' stats, he had the most throwaways in the NFL. How could one of the most mobile quarterbacks in the NFL have the most throwaways? Only if he's trying to make a point. Oh, I'm not going to scramble and make your crappy plays look good. I think that it's on him now, and I expect a big performance from Rodgers. And lastly, Atlanta, we saw them last week at home not play hard against Baltimore. Why are they playing hard on the road? So I do like the Packers.
And it looks like Atlanta's got their own coaching issues because Quinn could be on the way out. Should I be laying 9.5 with the Saints? Do we have any motivation here? 9.5 at Tampa.
Well, historically, if a team has a longer winning streak and then they have a loss, as long as that loss isn't their first loss, because if you have a first loss after a long winning streak, oh, you're 8-0, 9-0, it gets demoralized. It's like, oh, we almost had an undefeated season. But that's the Saints had the other. They had a long win streak, lose, but it wasn't their first loss. Historically, those teams, 41-26 against the spread. Why? Because they're playing well generally, and they want redemption off the loss. And the public's a little sour because they just lost the last game against the spread. So I personally think Tampa's a little underrated, so I'd lean that way. But I think you're going to see a really focused Saints team, so I don't want to bet against them.
Showdown of the week in primetime. Bears now getting 3 against the Rams.
You know, I actually think Fezzik likes the Bears. This is what I call a duct tape on the shoe sharp play.
Uh-oh.
Right? So they handicap an old school way. It hasn't worked for about 10 years. But they have shoes that are 10 years old because they don't have any money to buy new ones, so they put the duct tape on. You get it, Steve?
The dreaded right side loser leads to the duct tape.
So to me, it's like, oh, the weather and, you know, it's defense with the Bears. You know, listen, if the Bears are supposed to be run and D, then I'm going to, you know, I look at their yards per attempt in recent games. And this is literally their last 5 games. In the NFL, the average yards per attempt is a little over rushing, a little over 4. The Bears' last 5 games, 2.6, 2.5, 3.8, 2.5, 3.7. So not one time even average. And three times well below average. The prior four games, Bears, 4.5, 5.3, 5.4, 5.3. So earlier this year, they were running the ball exceptionally well. Now, not. And I think they've obscured that in a way, but obviously they've had some losses too. So I think in general, this Bears team is closer to what we thought they were entering the year than what they were at the midpoint when they were red hot. So